Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
You're not sounding too great on my end.
Is it like a technical problem? Is it Skype being weird? Or
it sounds like you're podcasting live from a room full of dryers.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything on my monitor.
Yeah, you don't make any money off this. People don't expect quality. I meant this show. You got other shows that sound good, but this one, fuck it.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Checking the levels. What about now?
Talk more for me.
Am I boomy? Is this boomy?
Yeah, this is much better now. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, great. I mean, if you max out on your side, then there's nothing I can do about it.
No, I'm not maxed out.
No, but I mean, your signal was maxed out. You were coming through.
Three minutes in, I'm good.
God, yeah, I don't know. Like, I've been doing this on my own for like 6 years now, and it doesn't get any easier.
No,
it really doesn't. Like, you still have like, hey, it's Skype, and then well, maybe if you do it, maybe if there's a rain dance, maybe if I hold this cable in my hand, which I used to do, by the way, when I just had like weird electrical interference, I would have to hold the microphone cable in such a position that it wouldn't create a buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, how's that cancer from being shielding?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's giving me powers. It's like Phenomenon. You know, I can tell where the rabbit's coming from.
Okay.
You know,
you can wave your hand and make gay encounters go away.
I think, yep, I can make that pen. I can make my therapist pen move. Wink.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, doing that and just looking for clicks in the hum bar, like all the stuff that you make fun of me for, but like, I don't know, it's maddening sometimes. It's hard
I'm
being
not
me.
Sandy, my name is Jim.
What?
I'm not Sandy, my name is Jim.
I don't know, what is that apropos of?
Sandy was John Travolta's squeeze in Grease.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Do, do, do. Yeah, I don't know.
You're not clicking. What's the deal with you? Where's your head?
Oh no, my head. Honestly, my head is in fixing the technical issues.
Hmm. No, ease up. It's okay.
Well, you gave me such a hard time.
Well,
so mean.
I mean, if you were to make changes, it would seem like that would have happened sooner.
Make changes to what?
Based upon my hard time.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you? What you got going on?
I washed my car.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. 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 Was that was that a place the other day?
Oh, you went to a place?
Yeah, I was at a place.
Was it a place or a location?
It was it wasn't a Monopoly property.
Mm.
So a location, I suppose. A destination?
I think that there is there's a more positive connotation between for destination. A destination is a place I want to be. Which is why I'm going there.
Yeah, in a location would be what? Like someplace you're using?
No, it's a location is a place that is, regardless of whether I'm heading there, whereas a destination is a place that somebody like me would feasibly go.
Okay. Well, I was at certain coordinates.
Okay.
And I heard someone say, oh, God, I have to watch another video.
Was it me researching stories for the show?
No.
Oh.
And I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, I Googled how to get rid of belly fat.
That's the one thing that you're not supposed to Google. That's like that's a trap,
right?
Yeah.
And I said, well, if you don't like what How to Get Rid of Belly Fat has to tell you. You can look for men who like belly fat. That's the great thing about the internet.
Yeah, huh. Well, when one fails, you still have the other.
You don't have to know what you like. You just have to know what you don't like.
Right, right. And then just look
for
the opposite.
You can Google people that don't like the things you don't like.
Yeah.
Right.
And if only there was a site that, like, gathered a list of, like, features about you, right? And then, like, use that to make some kind of correlation, you know, and it would just, like, it would match that up. And then you would get, like, a list and, you know, it would give a place for people to send you their dick pics.
Right. Yeah.
No, I think we're onto something.
I think that you could pretty much eliminate squirting from my anything. There's nothing that squirts that's good.
What about a squirt gun?
No.
No?
No. Nope.
What about Squirtle the Pokemon?
No.
Hmm. Okay.
You should not cross. You should not put a shell on the back of a squirrel.
They're already tenacious enough. They don't need armor to protect them from the airsoft gun.
Chris knows Pokemon from 1999.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pokemon is older than your daughter.
Pokemon's older than my dick.
Huh. Yeah. What about Squirt the soft drink?
It's horrible. That's a grapefruit soda.
I think Fresca's grapefruit.
Uh-huh. It looks like ejaculate in a 2-liter.
And I would know, trust me.
Yeah, it looks like a POW collection.
What?
I don't know.
I didn't get that at all.
Well, if I was a POW, I'd probably just try to fill the 2-liter with my with my spare time.
Yeah, you know, just with some extra energy. Yeah, no, right. Come vase.
In between testing the durability of chairs.
You've seen the image of the jar. With a My Little Pony in it, and that was halfway filled with semen. And the guy was going to fill it all the way up with his semen, except he left it by the radiator, so the semen cooked, and it rendered like an egg, and like brown solid protein around this My Little Pony. Have you seen that?
I recognize that you used words and that they were English.
Okay, I just strung them together. And you talked about coming in a vessel and just... Yeah.
Coming like Christopher Columbus?
Yep.
Oh.
1492.
It's got to be your bull.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, cool.
All I thought about was the dead baby sharks that you buy at the beach.
Oh, in a jar.
Yeah.
How are those so cheap?
Well, it's a dead baby, so clearly someone didn't want it.
Hmm.
They're pretty much free. There's no overhead. I mean, you got the jar and then whatever kind of liquid's in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know where that comes from.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the blood of children.
Yeah. Hmm.
Hmm. Dark, huh?
It's weird enough. Like, it ends up, it comes out clear because they haven't sinned. It's like chicken, like chicken blood.
Yeah, religion's weird.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know. I got invited to a church this past week.
Oh, man, I want to hear this story.
Oh, God, Cole. I'm pretty sure that they don't listen to this. Maybe they do. I don't know if they Google me.
I mean, they probably thought you needed some help, maybe. Spiritually, like put you in a better, like in a more advantageous position.
No, I think that they saw tithing because this church is, it's struggling.
Mm. They're looking for that sweet 10% off the top. Pre-tax, people. We're not Unitarians, for Christ's sake.
God knows what it takes to operate, you know, 2,000 years ago. What about today? But so the guy knocks on my door and he brings his kid, which, you know, that's what people do when they're trying to shoplift or, you know, make you believe in God.
Right. So is that somebody you know?
Yeah, it's a neighbor.
Okay.
Yeah. So he comes over and he knocks on the door. He says, hey, Do you want to come over for hot dogs?
That's weird, right?
Yeah, hot dogs are a gateway Jesus drug.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Like, hey, do you want to come over for hot dogs? When you phrase it like that, it makes it sound like you're going to go over there and there's going to be a single hot dog on a plate with just a fork next to it, like a fork next to it, with a pamphlet under the plate. That's what it sounds like. Like, nobody says, hey, can you come over and have, do you want to have a hot dog? They say, oh, we're cooking out. We've got extra. Like, come kick it. That's weird. That's the way an alien would say it. Let us feast on the Frankfurter food.
That may not have exactly been what he said.
I
get your point.
Yeah. I mean, just like that. Just, this is already being a little bit like, hey, you know, okay, what's it going to cost? Free as in hot dog, free as in God. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah. So, you know, I knew what was going on because the they're full of the spirit. I knew.
They have a lot of signage. So, they have a lot of signage. Lawn or on the back of their car. Like, well, like, how do you know this?
Just not too happy for this world.
Mm. There's some other, they're Flanders.
They're on a way to a destination.
Okay. They're not just in a place, right?
No, they are not in this location. They were on their way to a destination.
Right.
Almost as though it was Myrtle Beach.
Hey, do you want to come to Myrtle Beach with us and have some hot dogs?
Say Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
With a congregation.
Yeah. It's Gatlinburg on the shore.
It actually is. You've been there.
I know. Yeah, I've been both places.
You've been Gat.
What?
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. So I say, hey, well, you know, Emma's not feeling well. You know, she's been on the toilet for an hour, which she does normally because she's got an iPad.
Oh, no.
Right. And so just at that moment, the door opens to the bathroom and Emma walks out. Hi. And she's happy as shit. She's not even pretending like she's sick. She didn't get my message.
Oh, she should know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I mean, so we ended up going over
this one's on you. Like the fact that she didn't like run and like hide in the closet the second the doorbell rang. I think that speaks to some fundamental failing on you. And, you know, not to throw a shade at you here, but I think that this could have been avoided.
I'm nice to people who aren't you. So I didn't know what to say.
So you were caught out.
Yeah. I have a 30-year mortgage on this place, and I assume you do too, so fuck. No?
I'd rather not.
I would rather have you. Yeah. So end up going over, and so yes, there's hot dogs, and there's, you know, an already opened can of macaroni salad in a can. Yes, I know.
What?
It wasn't a can. I'm just
okay. Jesus.
Yeah, not a can of macaroni.
Yeah, it's just a jar of macaroni salad.
Yeah, it was dehydrated chicken.
Yeah, it's shelf stable. Don't worry, it's Tetra packed.
Right.
Yeah.
So towards the end of this, by the way, did you want to come to church for our child's dedication?
Ooh.
Ooh. So now you throw the baby in the mix.
Ooh. Yeah, no, he's throwing that baby in the well and saying, hey, do you want to come get this thing? Like, hey, it's going to be down here for a while. Are you going to do anything?
Oh, yeah. So I said, yeah, we'll come. And I said, where's it at? And they told me. And see, I don't want to say the name of the church, but I have to.
All right.
It's called the Tabernacle of Praise.
Now
you see why I had to say it.
Right. Tabernacle is a funny word. It is a thing, right? Like a tabernacle is like a piece of furniture inside of a church, but like, is it, they're Mormon?
I thought it was a character on Police Academy.
Oh, I mean, it also could be a last name, maybe. No, just like I always associate, like if a religious establishment calls its location a tabernacle, that reads as Mormon to me.
Yeah, not Mormon.
No?
Nope, lots of yelling and baptisms in a lake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay, so this was a dedication. This is not the baptism.
Like, no, the dedication happened at the service. Which started promptly at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And ended. Are you ready? 1:30.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
Okay, give me a rundown. Like what's the what are the salient features of this of this service?
Well, what I can't tell you is they weren't serving a snack of the body every few hours.
Right. So like you were basically committed to a half a work day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of mention of blood.
That's unsettling. That's a wrinkle.
The chorus of one of the songs was the blood. The blood. A lot of talk about like blood and war, bleeding lambs.
Are you sure this wasn't just like a really subdued metal show?
You can't take my family, and then you can't take my increase. Yes, the telling the devil he's not going to take your increase.
Your increase in like pay? Your increase
I have
in
no a... idea. I don't know if it's like a slave song or I have no idea. You can't take my family. Can't take my increase.
This gets curiouser and curious. Okay, so I mean, ship sailed, one of them knows where you live, and all of them have presumably seen your face, right? Were there a lot of people giving you the side eye? Did people clock you?
I politely stayed for the almost 9 hours of the service.
All right. You're still there.
People get dunked in a lake.
I'm sorry, you said dunked, and I just immediately thought, like, basketball baptism.
Well... terrible. So then on Wednesday, I go to my mailbox.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Got the follow-up letter.
Oh, man. No
one my address.
You're in the... Well, no, you're like the dude knows. He has your name. He knows your address. He put you in there. You didn't sign up for that list. Chris, you're in the funnel now.
What?
You're in the funnel. You're in the sales funnel.
What do I have to do?
Well, I don't know. Like, I think the time for action was long ago.
I have to buy some knives?
I think you played it all wrong. I think you know, the only way you're going to get out of this is if either your house burns down or this guy's house burns down.
Can these Jesus knives cut a hammer?
Oh, man, this the Jesus knife can cut a tithe. Can cut a tithe in half.
Huh,
all right. Wow, yeah, no, you're in the funnel. You're trapped.
Mm.
Yeah, like you went from demand gen down to you are now a sales qualified lead. You're an SQL, like, and they're gonna try as hard as they can to push you out the bottom of that straight into a pew. Well, what was the content of this letter of the follow up?
It was basically like, hey, thank you for coming.
Was it from the church or was it from the gentleman? Was it a thank you note saying like, hey, that was a special moment in my life. I really value having you as a neighbor. I think it's, you know, better for all of us if we can be there for each other. I feel closer to you. I will water your plants if you happen to be away out of town. Was it like that or was it from the church?
It was no. I mean, they weren't offering favors. It was more. It was more like, come back. Bring us your money. Did you like us? Tell us you liked us. Do you like us?
It's like
rate us on Facebook. It was like the end of this podcast, essentially.
If you don't do that, then nothing gets done.
Which makes me think you're running a tabernacle.
I mean, I'm running a church, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, tell other people.
Yeah.
Donate. Tithe.
Yeah.
10%.
You want this to keep going around? Come on.
Of your very low income listenership.
Why? That's not true.
$1 a month.
Every little bit helps, you know?
For $1 a month, you can feed a coal.
Oh, man. Every time I sip the spear, it's $1.
Don't make him go back to the geek squad.
Oh, I was never in the geek squad. Jesus.
I think you were.
No.
Oh, all right.
You thought I never worked at a Best Buy. I worked at GameStop for 8 years, but I mean, there. Fuck,
eight
man. Talk
years.
About a funnel.
What
I say GameSpy, GameSpot. GameStop. There we go. Yeah, GameStop.
GameStop. What's GameSpy?
GameSpy used to be a video game news website, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, GameSpot is also a video game news website.
Hmm.
But yeah, I worked at the place for 8 years. Now, you talk about a tabernacle.
Hmm.
You just try getting out of there without a Game Informer subscription. Can't do it.
Not gonna do it.
No. Hey, Chris, what's your name?
20 minutes in, really? Okay. My name is Chris.
Okay, my name's Cole.
This is the internet comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yes.
And podcast means it's on the internet.
Yeah, we've been over this. And we're here to entertain your asses. Yeah, I want you to keep me updated on what this church is doing. Like, so what kind of action did you take with a letter?
Fuck, they're outside singing.
They're holding a vigil. Chris, if nothing bad has happened, this may be a preemptive vigil. I think that they are this is the tail wagging the dog. Okay.
Oh, fuck, they know about the abortions.
Every time
I perform them, I don't have them.
Right.
I don't suck dick.
Jeez. No, I want you to keep me updated on this. What'd you do with the letter once you were done with it?
Oh, I burned it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Whew. Well, it burned on its own. I mean,
it was one of those Mission Impossible letters.
And when I touched it.
Yeah, your savior, should you choose to accept him.
Well. Yeah. He's much like a carpet sale. He's going fast.
Oh, man. I don't mean to make fun of religion. It's just like the construct around it is really funny. Just that whole thing, using the kid as a, you know.
Well, in the nervousness, would you maybe like possibly to.
Would you want to come down to the art center and see my cycle?
Do you think also maybe I don't know, our families could live in eternity forever together? That's more than a date, brother.
Yeah,
that's a reason to be nervous.
I never thought of events like that as a recruiting tool. Actually,
oh, yeah.
Like
there's
I always
altar calls. They want they.
If anybody here feels moved by the spirit to approach, then yeah. I don't know. I just keep me updated because there's almost always a follow up. Then a follow up to the follow up
letter. What's next?
No, I mean there's usually a follow up to the follow up. This was how long ago? This was last Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're safe. You're safe for this Sunday, the one coming up as we're recording. Okay. I want to hear what happens after the next one, because he may just think that you're going on getting a nicer suit or something like that. You're getting a new tie. You don't just jump into a new church all at once, right? You just don't.
No.
So, but twice. Now that's. Now we're starting to get a trend. Three times, yeah. Maybe he'll wait three times. So if the church itself doesn't say hey, we haven't seen you around, I would expect some. I would expect him to come up and start offering hot dogs again.
I don't know. Maybe face painting.
Oh, man. Get cat whiskers.
Hey, look, a turtle.
Do it. Go.
Okay. I'll go to your heaven.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I tell the story?
Yeah, you can.
All right. Switzerland, that's a place, right?
Yeah. It's a country. There I don't think there's a Swiss language. I think they speak German.
They just do what they want there, right?
I mean, financially maybe.
I think most everything, cuz there's a businessman who owns an escort company, and he's actually put together a proposal that is taking some serious consideration from the powers that be. He came up with, an idea for a place called Cafe Fellatio. It's a working title. The real name is not that thing. Anyway, it's mimicking places like they have in Thailand. And a male patron would enter a cafe, which really serves coffee. So he would order a coffee.
Right.
And then he would scroll through an iPad looking for what mouth he wants to fuck.
Oh, high tech. That's good.
Yeah. He'd pony up $60 for the coffee and the blowjob. Take a seat at the bar and enjoy his order while the woman was underneath the bar. blowing him while he had coffee.
That sounds dangerous. It's like, you know, I don't know how animated somebody gets when they're doing that. I don't want to make an assumption like they're Daffy Duck going like bouncing around. But first off, I'm assuming this is public. You're not going to get a booth, right?
Well, then, no, it's not like a fair. Although that would make sense.
Yeah, like, you know,
we are in the 21st century. We have a blowjob booth. Raising money for the volunteer fire department.
Yeah. No, I guess what I'm saying is...
hose on hose.
That's terrible. I guess what I'm saying is, I think of a coffee bar, I think of like a Starbucks, or I think like, oh, you're gonna settle up, and there's gonna be, you know, like you're gonna be sitting next to somebody, you're gonna be looking at the barista in the eye, saying like, how are you enjoying the foam on that? I'm like, it's pretty good. Well, you know, down there. Yeah, I think I'd be more comfortable with like a private karaoke booth kind of thing, or maybe like a library carol.
I think you lack vision. The entrepreneur who has actually put in for the permit for this, because prostitution is legal in Switzerland, says the sex trade is a real business and this sex cafe is making the most of that. They know very well that this is provocative and proactive.
We're going to get out in front of this.
We're going to get out in front of Joe Blows, which is what they would call it in
there. Yeah, and we're going to blow Joe.
Yeah, it's Joe Blows, and we're gonna blow Joe.
Yeah, that's a pretty good name. Like if we were to franchise that, like I'm sure that's called like, you know, Cirque de Penay over there. But maybe
would the Sprinter be angry? Because FloJo sounds a lot like Blow Joe.
I don't know who FloJo is.
And she's an Olympic sprinter who was on the juice.
Ah, okay.
Yep, she had the long nails.
What does it have to do? What do the long nails have to do with it?
Because there's famous pictures of her with her like long nails that are painted all funky while she's running all roided up.
Yeah,
I would think angry at the pavement.
Yeah, just beating the pavement,
right?
Disrespecting it with the bottom of your shoe. Yeah, I wouldn't think they're about said hemorrhoids. I wouldn't think that that steroids would help out with a sprinter actually. Like, I mean, just whatever muscle mass, but like bulk like that?
No, I mean, it's not bulk, it's mass.
Okay. Now, where do you keep the bulk?
What?
Where do you keep the bulk?
Well, I have this theory, Cole.
Okay.
Everything kind of ebbs and flows. So like when you lose weight, someone else gains it.
Okay.
Because otherwise... the earth would sink in the atmosphere.
Yep, the earth would just get smaller.
Yeah. Right, so you're just transferring one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, it's all energy.
The weight of the earth does not ever exceed the you know, given tolerance.
It's a closed system.
Very much so.
Yeah, and every time a meteor hits, like somebody just like the earth just like lets go and says, later, dude, and then they fly off. They go away.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, I know physics.
Yeah. I mean, it's the third law.
Yeah.
Yeah. You cannot by action or inaction allow a meteor to come to harm. That's what Gaia says.
I'm in touch with nature. I speak dog. I know astrophysics.
Yeah. It's see, I like that. That's pretty good.
Jetsons.
Now you explained it. I was going to let it be just us. That was going to be yours and mine to share.
We're not going to share anything.
Yeah, I suppose.
Maybe a parfait.
Yeah, the worst. Okay, but I get to break the shell.
The shell of a parfait?
I don't know what a parfait is.
You really don't? What? They serve them at McDonald's. It's not like high society shit, man.
Yeah, well, it's a fancy sundae, right?
Yeah, you put some berries and then you layer something and then it becomes a parfait.
Oh, now what does that have to do with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, it was in that movie that.
Oh, that's what he had in Coming to America.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was in the hot tub with Arsenio Hall.
Yeah. It was five Eddie Murphys and one Arsenio.
It was what Arsenio Hall made on his lap, hoping Eddie Murphy would eat it.
Ew.
But he wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a place for that. There's a place for that over in Switzerland. It's fine.
Hmm.
Huh. I like how forward thinking they are with the iPads, because that allows for staff turnover. I think that you can really juice the marketing on that. You can target it, I think. Like, as the server goes to hand it to them, they can enter some information maybe about the person. They can swipe a card. They can raise and surface the favorites. I think they can suggest add-ons. I really think that this can really boost the KPIs.
What's an add-on to an under the coffee counter blowjob?
I don't know, butt stuff.
You're on a stool.
Ooh. See? Yeah. Oh, I guess what I'm saying is hollow stool.
Maybe the stool. Yeah, exactly. Like one of those massage table face pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
All
See,
right.
Now we're cooking with gas. I think that when we adapt this for the American market, Joe Blow's Blow Joe's, I think that we're going to be okay. Hmm. Chris, I think our troubles are about to be over.
I actually pre-proed with rim job.
What?
Nothing.
I don't understand.
I when I was driving home and I was doing pre-pro in my mind, I kept thinking about rim job.
Just the word, the concept, like
the
what?
Idea, the word. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It didn't go anywhere.
Right. It's funny. Like if you just, I don't know, like the next time you're in like a casual social situation, just drop the word rim job. Like a lot of people probably are not used to hearing that.
Now, I don't know. You may know. I think you might know this, but when I was in the military, I was with all the services together because it was a job where all the services worked together.
Yeah.
And there was a Navy supervisor of ours who said a rim job makes you feel like a bitch, but damn, it makes your toes curl.
You gave a rank at the beginning of that. What rank was he?
The highest after that. I think he was a supervisor. He was, I think he was a petty officer. Yeah. Maybe like a first class. I mean, he was probably 15 years into a career, so he knew what he was talking about. He's been on a boat, motherfucker.
I suppose. I'm surprised that like George W. Bush didn't just like drop in on on a parachute and just like hand him a medal and give him a salute.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, and then just get like skyhooked back up. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that is an amazing. Can you give that to me again, real quick?
Rim job. Rim job makes you feel like a bitch, but it'll make your fucking toes curl.
Now, is that one of those things that you're just never going to forget? Like, they just, you're.
No, that's there.
Yeah, that's embedded.
That's never going away.
Huh.
That's like love in Texas, you know?
Mm, yeah, it's hot. Let's see here. So let's stay in Europe. The police were called to an apartment building. Some neighbors got concerned at what appeared to be a lifeless form, a dead, maybe unconscious woman in lingerie, appearing to be kind of like stuck in a window, right? Like she's either like, paralyzed, leaning up. There's something really wrong. Like, you don't expect like a human to be that still. So the police, they show up, nobody's home. And, then finally they kick the door in and, they valiantly rescue a blow up doll.
Okay.
Yeah.
In where?
This is in Amsterdam.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're not going to waste the talent in the window.
No, you gotta get people started in the window so they can bring him in. Yeah. That's the thing though, right? Like the strip clubs in some places, they'll like have dancers in the window to bring people in, maybe.
In all fairness, there are two different things called squeaky toys.
So yeah, they then moved. They then moved this woman off of the window and then talked to the apartment's occupant, saying, "Hey, don't do that."
That's the effort you're putting in here, huh?
What?
That pre-pro.
What?
That's the kind of story you want to talk about. You're not tackling hard hitting issues.
No, like it kind of worked off of what you were saying there. It's in Europe. It's on a similar kind of thing. I don't know, man. Like, just fuck. Climb off my
talk
dick.
Talk about kids getting eaten by alligators. Nothing. How signage that should tell people to be good parents.
Oh, maybe you just do all the stories from now on. I don't know.
Really, Cole?
Man, fuck.
No, that was good. That
okay,
was good.
Cool. Yeah.
Why don't you give me another one?
Okay. I don't like how you just dunked on me there. That kind of sucked.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't like that. That I feel disrespected.
Do you really?
I kind of don't like it very much that you did that.
Oh. Well, that's the power you have. You don't have to air it.
I suppose. No, I want you to feel bad. Let's see here, Chris. Let's keep it again in the same vein. It's a very sex-oriented...
Can I just be mad at your success and take it out on you?
I don't know. I've not... Do you call this success?
Well, yeah, kinda. I mean, hurts to say, but yeah.
Okay, all right.
You're doing good.
Let's Cole's okay. Now let's move this. Let's do something else here. So we got another thing. Sometimes you know what? Before I go to bed, I gotta crank it. Not because I'm feeling it. Not because I'm bored. Not out of anything, but habit, right? But it doesn't do anything. Where does it go? It doesn't help anybody until now, because some Stanford graduates, they bought a site. And they created a service called ijustcame.org. And for every scene that people watch, they're assuming that people, finish. They are donating a penny to one of the following charities, either Movember for the prostate cancer stuff and ovarian cancer research, and also a place for victims of sexual assault. ijustcame.org. Originally, we were trying to build a Tinder for lunch for people who didn't want to eat alone.
Can you imagine if they get everyone who contributed together? And they put them face to face with the people they helped, and they're all wearing shirts that say, "I just came for you."
I'm coming for you.
I'm coming for you. Yeah. Hey, you.
Hey, I'm coming for you.
I'm coming for you. See, that's the kind of effort I'm looking for. That's good stuff, Cole.
Cool. I'm happy that you. I'm happy that you're pleased.
I'm coming for you.
Sitting there on high, casting judgment down. Pre-pro. No, I'm coming for you. I was going to put this here, and it was going to be I was going to say, let's come up with a tagline for this site, because the one they have is actually really lame. It's the happiest porn site on earth.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, like,
I'm coming for you. It does sound a little predatory, though.
It doesn't. Okay.
It sounds like you stopped watching halfway through and just thought about choking her.
Huh. Yeah, those are some thumbnails.
Like a side of beef with a face.
Jesus.
What?
That's just upsetting. That's upsetting imagery.
Evidently, you're not as bored with yourself as I am.
This is weird. I'm trying to figure out the business model here, because they donate to charity. They have high definition videos, no ads, so no pop ups or banners, and no tracking. I don't get it. Where do they get money from? Are people paying to have their videos featured? Like,
you said, no subscription.
Let's go to about here. I'm just curious. I'm always suspicious when the. I am always suspicious when a website doesn't have any visible revenue model.
Does it help agents?
I assume that they help anybody who gets any kind of junk cancer or has been victimized in any way. Huh, let's see here. Ultimately, we believe porn should be beautiful and should help people. Here is the I Just Came manifesto. Porn sites should have no banner, pop-up, or redirect advertisements. For the most part, porn should only be in high definition. Okay. Racist and sexist content shouldn't exist on porn sites. Users should be able to experience porn in complete anonymity, and orgasms should be charitable.
Hmm. Lots of incest on here.
Yeah, a lot of stepdad kind of stuff. It's a little, yeah.
Stepson, stepmom, sister, cousin.
Yeah, I think they found their niche.
Long lost ancestor.
I'm actually banging an unrelated person my own age, but they're possessed by the ghost of my great 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 grandfather. Yeah. I don't think they would be calling broader media attention to this if they were not planning to make the promised contributions. However, a single cent contribution is an unusually, even bizarrely small charitable contribution to make in recognition of a person taking any requested action.
Now, it looks to me like they're just linking to other people's sites.
So, yeah, but like, how do they get money off of that? Like, I don't understand.
Donate to charity. Do good while feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a load off.
Their bullets are penises or biceps.
One or the other. You watching some Sunny lately?
Yeah.
It's like your seventh.
Wow. Huh. Yeah, no. Why do we always end up on porn sites?
I don't know. I'm just scrolling up and down the thumbnails. Yeah.
College babysitter Bukkake.
Mm.
Oh, you can scroll up and down and left and right.
Left and right.
Up and down and left we go in. Oh, there's gay, black BBW.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of tags.
Asian rewind.
Throwback?
No, it starts with the cum shot and goes backwards.
Either way, it begins with them leaving. I don't know. I just want some. I want some context.
Huh. Well, like, you want a context or you want a contrived plot?
Either.
I always wanted to be a pro golfer.
For some.
Now the only balls I polish.
Huh.
Now, well, like, what do you mean? You want context?
No, I'm just, I don't actually want that. That just seemed like a funny thing to say.
You want to know how hard she cries?
No. Yeah, not my jam. Huh.
I think I saw that on, I think that was an episode of Bones, actually.
What?
Bones? Okay. You ever see Bones?
I know what the show is, but like you responded to the wrong interpretation of my what.
Okay, what was the what then?
No, it just you said you saw it in an episode of Bones, and that doesn't make any sense.
Saw Bones?
What?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't make any sense. I saw it on Bones.
You saw what on Bones?
The story of like an Asian prostitute who was sold by her family.
Yeah, that's sad.
It told the whole backstory, and then she ended up meeting with her boyfriend, who killed her. And then, of course, she was only bones, so they figured out how she was murdered.
Because
if she had skin, they would never know.
Oh, that's my motto. If they had skin, they would never know.
Right.
Huh. That's dark.
I had Zooey Deschanel's sister, so.
Oh, good for her.
Yep.
Yeah.
What? It's Cricket's wife, actually, is Bones.
Really?
Yep.
Cricket's married to
Bones.
Julia Deschanel?
Sure.
Yeah.
Huh. Yep. That's the thing.
Good for him.
I don't know how it works.
Good for everybody. I don't know. Chris, tell
me a
story. I
don't know where
they met. Tell me a story.
All right. Is this going to be the last one? Because I have to poo.
Okay, yeah, it can be the last one.
Okay. Oh, God. All right. After Quincy Green was arrested on a gun charge in April, he was supposed to be on a house arrest. So he went to a contractor with the court who was going to put an ankle bracelet on it. The contractor was obviously didn't know what he was doing. Like it was maybe like a Monday kind of thing. And he put the ankle bracelet over the guy's sock.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that the sock was on a fake leg.
They didn't check that it was a prosthetic?
Yeah. So it was a prosthetic leg. So he got home, took off the leg, replaced it with another one that he had because, you know, it's like a tuxedo.
Right.
So that he could leave the house. And that's how he was able to, shoot and kill someone.
Uh-oh.
when he was supposed to be in the house.
Huh.
He That's had no motive.
He just did it because he felt like it?
I mean, if you're not gonna check I have a fake leg, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Yeah. Huh. This is on you.
Yeah, really. Teach you protocol.
Wait a minute. Like this is like a Columbo plot.
That's not possible. The ankle bracelet says he was at home the whole time.
Yeah. Turns out the poison was in the ice cubes.
No, there was the warrant.
What?
Found the ankle bracelet on the prosthetic leg in a box in the closet.
Man, he's never really moved inside of his house.
I think I would keep my prosthetic leg in a saxophone case.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I would have different legs for different moods. Like, if I was going to wear shorts, I would wear a different leg.
Makes your toes curl.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Are you going to do the thing you do?
Yeah, I'll do that real quick. Hey, everybody. There are things you can do for us. Ratings and reviews on iTunes. We have Patreon, patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Also, I revived one of my long dead projects, my blog and now a video series and a streaming series about horror games. You can find that at hexcrank.com if you like spooky stuff. And then also tell friends about the show. Did I miss anything, Chris?
Nah, you got it.
Sorry, America.
Sorry, Cole.